from KQED.
Northern California is just now emerging from the winter's first series of really soaking storms, which scientists say had El Niño written all over them. So how are we doing this winter with turning the drought around? Paul Rogers is KQED's managing editor for science and also covers drought and climate for the San Jose Mercury News. Now, we've heard that we need something like double or even triple the usual rain and snowfall to make up for a four-year deficit. So how are we doing so far?
Well, it's sort of like a baseball game. We're probably in about the second inning. And unfortunately, the message is, and the science is, that you can't end 4 years of drought with 1 week of rain. And most of the scientists at the State Department of Water Resources say we need about 150% of normal snowpack and 150% of normal rainfall in Northern California by April to fill the big reservoirs around the state and end the drought. That could happen. It's not impossible, but it will be a heavy lift. We're going to need a lot more storms, just like we've had in the first week of the year.
So now, Paul, we know that the Sierra snowpack is getting a good boost, but reservoirs are still low. What is going on there?
Yeah, the reservoirs are very low around the state. The biggest ones in California are only about a third full, and it'll take months and months of rain like we've had over the past week or two to fill them up. I'll just give you one example. The largest reservoir in the state, Lake Shasta, that has come up 12 feet since December 1st. That's a lot of water. But even with coming up 12 feet, it's still only 33% full. And in the Bay Area, the 10 largest reservoirs in Santa Clara County are only 31% full. So we have a really big deficit to fill up. But once the ground gets saturated and we get regular storms like the ones we've been having, the runoff can fill those reservoirs quicker than people think.
So how will we know when the drought's over?
Basically, some experts think that it will be over when all the reservoirs are full, because it'll be hard to tell people you have to conserve water when they see water spilling over the reservoirs and running to the ocean. Some say that we have to make up for the lost rainfall deficit over the last 4 years. Now, that'll take longer. You can't do that in one winter because we're about a year and a half behind in terms of total rain over the last 4 years. And some even say we have to recharge all the groundwater that we've overpumped. But in some parts of the state, like the Central Valley, that'll take 50 years. So I think the general consensus among most experts is if we can fill the big reservoirs in the state, the drought is over.
The governor has pretty much decreed that drought restrictions be extended through next summer. But we know that water conservation has been dropping steadily since July. Where do you see that headed?
Later this month, the State Water Board is going to decide whether to relax the rules that we've had all summer for urban water users. It's probably going to relax them a little bit and more if it rains more over the coming few weeks. And, you know, Californians cut water use by 20% in November, the most recent month. That was below the governor's 25% target. But cumulatively, they've cut 26% since June. So I expect these rules are going to be relaxed a little, and if it keeps raining, they're going to be relaxed more. And in the end, the decider, the person who gets to basically tell us whether the drought is over, is Jerry Brown. He's the one who signed an executive order on January 17th, 2014, that declared a drought emergency in California. And we will be in a legal state of drought in California until he rescinds that order. And so ultimately, that will be up to him after he gets recommendations from his experts at the State Department of Water Resources and other agencies. So I don't expect a decision on that until at least May, when we've seen how the winter plays out.
What should we be looking for in the weeks ahead?
You know, the National Weather Service, happily, is forecasting rain for 9 days in the next 2 weeks. And then NOAA, the parent agency of the National Weather Service, says that the next 3 months will be wetter than normal because of El Niño. So I would expect folks need to keep their umbrellas and their galoshes out and keep your fingers crossed that we'll continue to get regular storms that bring good rain without flooding.
Paul, thanks.
Thank you.
Paul Rogers is KQED's managing editor for science and a compulsive counter of raindrops. I'm Danielle Venton, KQED News.